Hello, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Tiny Sparks, Big Flames. Have you ever wondered what it's really like to follow your dreams? If the answer is yes, come along as we get the inside scoop from creatives, innovators, and difference makers who are daring to make their visions a reality. In 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Tiny Sparks, Big Flames. I'm your host, Deb Gott. And today we're talking with the wildly talented Bonnie Sales. Bonnie is an emerging artist and an aspiring illustrator. Her two favorite mediums are watercolor and acrylic. She says watercolor is definitely her jam. She also works in mixed media and stained glass and jewelry and wood carving. So yes, everybody, she is that girl, that multi-talented artist. She also lives and works in Felicity, Ohio, which is just outside of Cincinnati. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Oh, Debbie, thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor.
Oh, it's a delight to have you here. I always love to start with, what is your earliest recollection of wanting to be an artist?
Oh, my. Well, I think I was born with a crayon in my hand, but I think it was probably when I was 8 years old. My father was very ill, and he was in the hospital for several months. And I would draw or do a little construction paper piece of artwork or a little piece of clay for him. And my mom and my sister-in-law would always go down to the hospital to see him, and they would take him my pieces of artwork. And they didn't know if my father was going to make it, so they let me into the hospital to see him. Actually, it was kind of fun. I had a nun sneak me in to see my father. And when I walked into his room, there was all of my art taped on his walls.
Wow.
And I didn't know how to respond to that. It was just, I was so happy. I was sad seeing my dad there, but I was like, it was just amazing to see my art. And the nurses were talking about, you know, every little, I had this one, it was a witch, and she had a little wart on her nose. It was just a ball of construction that I glue on the end of her nose. And the one nurse said, every time I come in and look at this witch, I just feel so happy. And so it just, that was the first time that I had maybe somebody validate my art. And I was like 8. So it was on. I was validated. My dad, of course, loved it. His nurses loved it. That was my first art show.
Wow. It was a showing.
It really was.
Wow. At 8 years old, your first showing. That's just pretty awesome.
I'm 63 now and waiting for my second.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. We're going to get you there. We're going to get there. So pull the thread for us from 8. Talk us through the journey to the artist you are today, just with like highlights or moments where you felt that you made leaps forward in your art.
I have quite a few. Of course, I went to art school. After the loss of my first husband, I went to art school. And I was fortunate enough to study with C.F. Payne. He's a very well-known artist in Cincinnati, but he's global. He's just amazing. And that was probably one of the highlights of my life, really. I know it sounds kind of silly, but it was just, he was so gracious. And so he had our whole class go to his house. We got to see his studio. And that was probably the first time I really thought about, wow, I really want to do this. I knew I liked to draw. I knew I liked to paint. I knew I liked to play in clay and even carve soap. You know, but I just never truly thought that I had it in me to be a Chris Payne until I went to his, it was just a very humble little studio. And I thought I would really love to try to do this. But I was raising children and I had sick parents and life got in the way, you know, just got in the way. And I put my art on hold. I would dabble in it. I would take a little class here and there or whatever, but it wasn't until I had to support myself that I had a friend suggest, Bonnie, why don't you try to sell some of your art to make a living? And it terrified me.
Mm.
And I thought, oh man, I don't know. I know I can draw okay. I can do it, but I don't know if I have it, what it takes. And I've always heard that the art world is a lot of who you know, not what you know. And I knew no one. I knew no one in the art world. This was before Chris Payne, of course, but I knew no one. So I just tinkered in it. I never just really gave it a good shot. Mm. But then my daughter moved to St. Louis and she met a gentleman who owns Mexican restaurants, and he needed someone to paint his tabletops for his restaurants and do like wall murals in the restaurants. So he commissioned me, and I was living in Newport, Kentucky. I was rehabbing this big, beautiful home, and I would go to St. Louis for the weekend and paint or bring panels back to my house. And so I was doing that, going back and forth. And he says to me one day, he said, Bonnie, why don't you just move up here? And wow. I thought, wow, you know, all my friends and family are, except my daughter in Ohio. I don't know. So I took the plunge. I did it. And I thought, why not? But when I got to St. Louis, I was painting and I was just in this little apartment. That's all I did was paint, paint, paint. And I realized that I had to break out. I had to go find people to encourage me, people that knew the ropes to becoming an artist. I joined the art museum. I did everything that I knew to do. I started going to meetup groups where there were other artists. I had a life coach and a career coach and an amazing mentor. And I just knew that I wasn't smart enough to do it on my own, or I just needed somebody behind me to help push me along and support me. And, you know, and that's exactly what I did. And I found phenomenal people in St. Louis. It was like my life really started. I was always living my life for someone else. I don't regret that, but I never took time to really, truly dig into what I wanted.
Sure.
And until I moved to St. Louis, and I said, this is my time. And I took it and I ran with it.
So tell me about the first time then that you said, I am an artist.
I was 58 years old before I could say I'm an artist.
Wow.
Even though I created art, I never thought I was worthy enough to say I'm an artist. I was sitting in Barnes & Noble with my coach, my career coach and life coach, and she knew just the right questions to ask. And she had a way of getting to the bottom line and getting into, for the first time, making me look inside, like, what do I really want? What is it that I want? And it just clicked, like, well, I want to be an artist. And through weeks and weeks of her helping me and doing the homework that she gave me, I was able to say, wow, I've arrived. I'm an artist.
I love that.
Yeah, it was amazing.
When you think about your work as an artist, what inspires you? What drives you?
Today, what inspires me to do my art is are you talking about like what is my motive to do art, my motivation to do art, or the spark? You're talking about my spark, aren't you?
What is it that you draw inspiration from that fuels you every day?
Well, I can walk into a room and smell my art supplies, like my oils, and that's it. I'm on. It's on. And I can just, you know, I hear so many people, so many artists, Deb, say that I have to do art. I have to, you know, it's just in my, I don't have that drive like some artists do, because I think a lot of people are going to relate to this. If I have a sink full of dishes, I can't do my art. If my table's messy, I can't. It's like I don't allow myself permission sometimes to just do my art, just be, just go do it. Everything has to be in order. So what I have learned over the years, you know, I keep a pretty tidy house. I pretty clean that way, but it's okay if I have dishes in the sink. It's okay if there's papers on my table. And I don't have to check all the little boxes to have everything perfect in my life for me to go and create a piece of artwork. It's okay. And I have allowed myself to get into that mindset, and things have changed dramatically for me. But to be inspired, I can be sitting down having a cup of coffee with a girlfriend and something will come to my mind and I'm inspired to go do a piece of artwork. You know, I could be outside taking a walk or listening to music, and there's just something that will click that, oh, I see that in an art, you know, dragonfly. Ooh, I'd love to paint that dragonfly. That inspires me to be truly dedicated, and I have to do this. I'm just finding that, I think. I'm just allowing myself to do that. And it's taken a lot of work, a lot of headspace to do that, a lot of allowing myself to just get up in the mornings and have a morning routine and do my meditations and allowing myself to just be. And that was big for me, because I've always felt like I had to have everything perfect before I could allow myself the time to do my artwork. And now my artwork is slowly becoming my number one, even though it's my occupation. And it's just bizarre how it, I hope that answers your question, Deb.
Of course it does. It totally does. What I hear you saying, though, is that mindset is and has been very important for you in moving forward, as has following your intuition. Tell me more about that.
Well, intuition to me is kind of like my soul talk. My intuition is my time in the morning with God and Him giving me direction and knowing how I'm cared for. And I think that opens up my vision, my direction on where I want to go and what I want to do for the day or what I want to do in this piece of artwork. I can see this piece of paper laying there blank. And it's just like there's something in me that just knows what to paint, what to do. I don't know.
No, I think that's incredible. That's incredible. Just that openness, right, to creativity, openness to inspiration, that openness to, and without being afraid of that blank piece of paper, right? That blank canvas.
Well, I used to judge and compare myself to other artists, and it would just immobilize me. I would just lay my pencil down every time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I had this amazing coach and she taught me how to find the uniqueness in what I do and not to compare myself to other people. And she would say to me, Bonnie, there's only one you and only you can create this piece of art. Mm-hmm. So, and that gave me permission to go ahead and do what I had to do and not compare myself to the Chris Paynes of the world, you know, because he's phenomenal. And, you know, and I, that's probably my biggest struggle is comparing my artwork to other artists and thinking, I'm just not good enough. I'll never compare. I don't have to compare to them today. I'm doing my artwork. They can't do what I do.
Yeah.
You know?
Right?
Yeah.
So here's a question. What I hear you saying is that this has been a dream long time coming and that there are upsides and downsides to it. What are some of the upsides and downsides of following your dream?
Well, there's a lot of upsides. Some of the upsides of following my dream are I do have that inner peace. I love being known as an artist now. I love my friends knowing that I love to draw. They're constantly sending me pictures of things that they think I would love to draw. I love to be known as the person who loves color and is vibrant and, you know, a little wacky. Sometimes my friends think I'm strange and different from them, and I like that. I don't want to be a cookie cutter friend.
Yeah.
And upside is I'm finally making money selling my art, making art.
Yay.
I know. Hallelujah. And I think my children are proud of me. That's a big one for me. And I'm proud of myself. After the death of my husband, I had to figure out how I was going to support myself. And, you know, I work part-time at a local grocery store for my art supply money and, you know, things like that. And I do pretty good. And that is definitely an upside. A downside is I had to install an app on my phone that is a time clock because I am spontaneous. I love to just, somebody calls and says, Bonnie, you want to go have a cup of coffee? I'm there. Well, sorry, I clocked in today. I can't. And so it stifles my spontaneity a little bit, but it gets the job done. So that's definitely a downside, but it's one I can live with, definitely.
For sure. Here's a fun question, right? So what is your superpower and what is your kryptonite?
I think my superpower is probably I just have faith that everything is going to work out. I just know in my being that if I get up in the morning with a good attitude and I can face the day with a positive mindset, I just know things are going to work out. And I have faith that if I take the first step, the second step is right behind and doors are going to open for me. And I just have like a blind faith. And my kryptonite is, like I said, is comparing myself to other artists. That just really is immobilizing to me when I do that. So I have to stop it.
Sure. I mean, and it's so easy to do that, right? It's so
it
easy
is.
For us to compare ourselves to other people
and
to always be less than.
Oh, and it's so unfair, really. Just think how unfair that is to yourself.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of ants? You have to get rid of the ants.
No.
Automatic negative thoughts. If I can just, I think, you know, I'm going to step on the ants. I'm going to kill those suckers. I don't want any more automatic negative thoughts.
I love that.
Isn't that great? It's not mine. It's Jim Quick's. I don't know if anyone has ever heard of Jim Quick, but he's amazing. And he is one of the gentlemen that I listen to in the morning to get motivated, and he really inspires me.
So who are some of the other people that you listen to or that really help you dig deep?
I love Tony Robbins. I really like Mel Robbins. She has the 5-second rule. I don't know if you're going down the negative way. You just say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you just change your course. Just go a different way. And now she comes up with this amazing thing that in the mornings you get up and after you brush your teeth, you look yourself in the mirror and you high five yourself. And you just say, you've got this. You go, girl. You can do it. And it's amazing what the brain does when you do that kind of stuff. And so Mel Robbins has been, I would just love to hang out with her for a day. And Rachel Hollister, I think she's amazing. You know, my friends, I have friends that are just unbelievably supportive and kind and loving, and they influence me a lot.
It sounds like a support system is so key for every single one of us to be able to follow a dream or a passion, to stay the course, because that support system, they're your cheerleaders. They believe in you, right?
Absolutely. That's one reason I moved back to Cincinnati, is I thought the job in St. Louis was over, you know, painting the tabletops for the Mexican restaurants. And so I thought maybe I'll live in the mountains and create my art in the mountains. And I tried the mountains and I ended up back home in Ohio. It, because my support system is here, my friends are here, most of my family is here, and it's just home, and it's where I'm supposed to be.
Sure. If you had one success secret that you could offer to someone who says, I really, really want to follow this dream of mine, I really, really want to do this, but I'm really afraid, what's one success secret that you could offer to them?
I think what has helped me more than anything is if I can do one small thing a day, even if it's just clearing a space off to do my art. Okay, that's what I'm going to do today. Tomorrow, I'll lay my paper out. The next day, I'll bring the paints out. If you're having a hard time or struggling with completing a huge task, you know, creating a masterpiece, start small. Allow yourself to get the paper out and just doodle, start doodling, but just start. And it has to be like an attitude of gratitude. You have to have a good mindset. If your attitude is poor, then you'll be poor. If your attitude is rich, then you'll be rich. And I'm not talking about wealth. I'm talking about quality of life.
Yeah.
If you really feel like you're supposed to be creating, allow yourself to create. And it doesn't have to be a masterpiece. And please, please, please do not compare yourself to others, because there's only one you.
Yes.
There's no one can do that art as well as you can. So allow yourself to do it and just have fun with it. We only get one shot at this life. And I don't want to be 90 years old or 100 years old looking back on my life and saying, man, I wish I would have.
Yeah.
I'm doing it. Whether I succeed, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give it my best shot.
I love that, Bonnie.
Thank you.
One question that we're talking with every single guest on is, what is a favorite place or a secret garden there near where you live or in your mind, right, that is a place that inspires you?
I think my secret garden is if I go out into nature and I can hear the birds, or in the fall when I hear the leaves crunching under my feet, and just being out in nature, I feel like a oneness. I don't feel alone. I feel like everything is connected and that all is right with the world. If I can just go outside and smell the fresh air, then I feel centered, I feel grounded, and I'm ready to roll. So that would be my secret garden, is just outside.
I'm with you on that. Outside is where you can breathe. And one of my favorite things that I've learned is just when you're outside, when you're feeling down, look up.
Mm-hmm.
If you look up at the sky, you look up at the canopy and the trees, you literally feel your spirit open up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's
very true.
Right?
That's very true.
When you're down, look up and see. Look at it. Don't just see the sky. Look at it, right?
True.
That's something that's really struck me recently. So, Bonnie Sales, what's next for you?
Well, I would hope that I would love to have like a series of children's books.
Mm.
I know. There's a fabulous artist in Florida. Her name is Susie Toronto. And I sent her an email. Her cards and stationery has been part of my life for years. It sends that were overseas, and I would send them Susie Toronto cards. And I wanted her to know how important she was, and she was just so inspiring to me. And she took the time, and we corresponded for quite a while, and she was phenomenal, Deb. And how she started was she would make cards for her friends. And one of her friends said, Susie, you really should try to sell these. These are just phenomenal. And she contacted, it was called Blue Mountain Printers in Tennessee. And they picked her cards up and they ran with it. She now has stationaries, aprons, lunch boxes, you name it. There's artwork with Susie's. It's just beautiful. And I would love to be picked up like that and just have somebody help me to run.
Wow.
And that's my dream.
That sounds like quite a dream, too. It sounds like a new kind of change, like a little bit of you're on this journey, right?
Yeah.
And that looks like a path that would be fun.
Well, you know what? Just think about it. We're all on a journey.
Yeah, we are.
You're either on a journey of getting up, hitting an alarm clock, you know, dreading off to work, doing what you don't want to do, being with somebody you don't want to be with, you know, whatever. That's, you're either on that kind of a journey, or you're on a journey of enlightenment, a journey of spirituality, a journey of becoming an artist.
Yeah.
It's our choice. Life is nothing but choices. So choose wisely.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely. Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us today. You have been awesome.
Thank you, Deb. You're just a delight. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, of course. It's my honor. And thank you, everyone, for listening to the show and spreading the word about us to all your family and friends. Bonnie, where can our listeners go to learn more about you and your beautiful artwork?
Well, I'm on Facebook and Instagram. It's Bonnie Sales. And Instagram is Honeybee Art Co. Or you could type in Bonnie Sales. I believe I come up that way as well. And you can find me there.
Definitely check her out. Her artwork is so fun and whimsical and colorful.
Thank you.
And I love it. I love
it. Thank you. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of Tiny Sparks, Big Flames. If you enjoyed the conversation, definitely check out our webpage at tinysparksbigflames.com. You can find more great information about today's guest, see what they're up to, and even follow their work. Until next time, dream big, and thanks for listening.